with the when Kabbalah Shirim Ba'ava, but we're busy with the Pirush on the Pasuk from Shir Hashirim, right? The Nesivus is Pshat there. You come out of Gemara with the Nesivus and you go into Musa with the Nesivus. Same Nesivus.
Take that on with us on the rest of the day.
So we said there's two types of things being described here in this Pasuk, yeah? Tzavakos v'yelet ha'fadet. Just trying to remember what we said here. So he said, whether the Jewish people are Toivim or Raim, whether they're Tzavaris or Ayelis or Sodom, the nations of the world will be limited in how much Tzuras they can cause them in order to get them to come back to Hashem, right? Atche Techofet. Dainu Atche Chofet Milifnei Hashem Ligoilotam. V'yitzoyne b'kach sha'umus yitzorot yisrael Atche Gomelem Shishuvu b'tshuva. Look what the Siva says. The nations of the world will be only be able to give Klal Yisrael as much solace as they need in order to be Chozer B'Tshuva. And then Hashem will redeem them. Okay, so in the bottom of Reish Lamed Aleph. V'nivah es Oymet Tvorov. Let's understand the depths of this Nesivus. Nitai la'atzmeinu shnei sug yudim. Toivim v'ram. Let's try and imagine two types of Jews, yeah? A good guy and a not good guy, yeah? Arba Bonim, we work on Shnei Bonim, yeah? The good guy and the not good guy. Tzavois v'ayelis ha-sodet. Ha-yudim ha-tovim ha-im beged ha-tzavois Hashem lo yichmeh mu'chomis Hashem. Who are the good guys? They're the guys that are in the army of Hashem that fought the wars of Hashem. Ha-yudim ha-yudim ha-chaim ha-pigdine ha-torah u'makayim ha-yusid ha-mesiris. Those are the ones that are keeping the Torah. V'ayim ha-mesiris. עליהם הקב' ברוך הוא מאז ולסיום ישראל הם שלא יפריע ליהודים אלו לעבודת השם. So on those Yidden, Hashem says to them, you don't mafriy those guys, you leave them alone. They're my army, they're doing my job, yeah? We see that through history, the Levim, or the, even those that took upon themselves to live like Levim, somehow weren't left alone, even today in this country, it's a shtickel nice. Yeah? שלא ימונו בהם לשמוע קשר האב בין השם יסברך לבונוב השם מזהירים אל תיגאול מול פירוד וסינא בינינו חס וחלילה. Don't you come along and make a separation between me and my children or do my rotson with your hatred. ואל תעוררו מילים אלו מתייחסחוס ליהודים שנכשלו ברוכניס. That's referring to the ones that have fallen in their ruchnias. Eilu she'enim oisim es ratzon Hashem v'kam. Those are the Jews that are not doing the ratzon Hashem. V'hein b'chinas ha'yelis ha'sodet. They'll b'chinas the ram in the field. B'chinas ad she'techofet. Until they are desired. Makosh boch hu manyein yishuv b'koiches ha'tzlom. Hashem wants him to be choyze b'tshuva on the earth. V'rak im lo tiyeh breire. If Hashem, you don't leave Hashem with a choice. V'egi hazman ha'acharon. And you know, your time's up, the meter runs out. Which means you can do it of your own free will and volition. You can step back and say, hold on a second. I can see what's going on here. I'm going to do Truman, I'm going back to Hashem. Or no, you can carry on doing whatever you want to carry on doing. And Hashem will say, listen, you know, really I'm giving you enough time until, because I really want you to come back of your own volition. You know, get involved in the Kiruv movement, go to Shias, not becoming a Baltruva or whatever. But there's a certain cut off point where you're not able to do it anymore, and then it's gonna be not such a pleasant way. So we really choose how Mashiach's gonna come in. Eh? He's gonna come through our doing tshuva or through our doing tshuva. Mashiach's only gonna come to a generation that does do tshuva. The shal is, how do you do tshuva? You do tshuva because you wake up and you realize, hey, you know, I've got a daddy who loves me, and I've got to go back and start making peace with him. That's how the Maharal describes Kiruv, making peace between the father and the son. That's what Kiruv is. We've got a father and a son, but you know, there's a bit of a communication gap. There's a separation. So someone comes along and speaks to the father, speaks to the son, and makes peace between the two of them. Those haste Kiruv, says the Maharal. He's introduced the guy back to Hashem, that's all. But if he's not going to want to go back and speak to his daddy, then the daddy's going to send a lion after him, and he'll come screaming to daddy very quickly. That's Yishmael. That's the name Yishmael. Yishmael means that he will cause Hashem to Yah. He'll cause Hashem to Yah my cries. Because the cries you'll cry when Yishmael makes you cry, those cries are really going to go through. Or you can cry without, you can do it on your own. Well, someone once said to me, he said, it's better to smile now and get Hashem's attention that way than wait and have to scream and get Hashem's attention that way. It's better to be, you know, even as Hashem, the sinful of two labor of now, than have to serve Hashem a bit later with the tzarkot. So we choose which way we want to go. Well, if you don't handle them, Daniel, and we see, if you look at the world today, it's quite a pattern. We almost have the choice. The individual Jew today has a choice. He can step out, but he can step out of the Meshuggah world or whatever into the world that the Chazal describes as whoever wants to save himself from the sufferings of the pre-Messianic period. Oisek b'Torah the Milas Chasadim. You can step into that bubble. It's a different reality. You're living in a different reality. Yeah? Or you can carry on. You know, there are enough heavy kings out there that Hashem could use. Anybody feel physical security in this world? When you land at Heathrow, yeah, on Sunday, you feel like you've landed in Ramallah. Europe's gone. Oh, yeah? Any Jew feel comfortable and safe walking around the streets of Europe today? Anybody feel safe living yet?
They said in the Netherlands, no Israelis are allowed in their restaurant. If you know you're Israeli, they'll chuck them out.
Are you serious? That was the most tolerant of all the countries, eh?
Tolerant to one side of
it. No, the Netherlands is completely out of tolerance, but very good to the Jews. Netherlands is very good. But the Netherlands has its own very serious radical Islam problem. Serious, serious issues.
And they're too tolerant to the radical
Islam. Well, that's. I'm just saying, who feels comfortable coming out today? There's enough, you know, Hashem's not short of candidates, you know, who wants the job to whip the Jews into shape. Go back to Toronto, go to Foyle Woods and see what mosque they've built there. Mamash in Rehov Ne Yisrael. Mamash, 200 meters from the Tushat Ne Yisrael Yeshiva. That's some mosque, man.
The gold
one is the new one. The new one they just built there when I was there, no, they were just finishing. Because we did that, sold that land to them. The World Islamic Center or whatever. It's massive. I mean, it's 5,000 people getting into the Kalutas. So. So you either got to share with Aisha Torah, or you're going to share with the mosque. But one way or another, you're going to have to get the message. It's either, you know, you're going to have to deal with Arachin, or you're going to have to deal with the other thing, you know. That's what he said. Okay, Mamas learns it from that's the Nesivus on the Pesuk in Shir HaShirim. Basically, that's the Yesodia. There's not some Nas Chassidi Shavuot. The Pesuk the Nesivus says it. No, this is the pasuk on from Shir HaShirim on Tzavaka Yisrael Es HaSodeh.
But there's the
Haftarah
that says
the Beit HaShana,
either can come
in
its time.
Oh, Beit HaShana, the two different scenarios. The same as Muhammad's Gog and Magog. Muhammad's Gog and Magog seems to be a spirit between the two Levim, Yeshaya and I don't know, I'm not sure what he missed. Whether Muhammad's Gog and Magog will involve the Jews or not. Muhammad's Gog and Magog, Lichayr, the Tzaddik says Lichayr is going to be a war against Edom and Yishmael. That's Muhammad's Gog and Magog. Not that we know Biduk, but that's the Muhammad between Taiva and Gaiva. Edom is Gaiva and Yishmael is Taiva. That's the Muhammad. That's why the antidote is Gemilas Chasodim, because Torah is an antidote against Taiva, and Gemilas Chasodim is an antidote against Gaiva. That's why we'll avoid that Milchama if you're a secretary of Gemilas Chasodim. The Shalish is where the Klal Yisrael will be affected by Milchama's Gog and Magog or not. The Tafkid of Milchama's Gog and Magog is to bring the final realization of all the nations of the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominance in the world. Yeah? To Milgad HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So there's two scenarios. Either it'll come about as a war between Edom and Yishmael, okay, which will leave the Yidnev out of it completely, which more or less is what's been happening in the world at the moment. Yeah? The Muhammad between Edom and Yishmael really has left us almost unaffected. In the last big war between Iraq and America, they didn't even send one till yet. So eventually, essentially the war going on at the moment, it was until Edom joined Ishmael, was a war against, in England and Europe, whatever, the war is against Edom and Ishmael. That's the war that's going on. We're really not affected by it that much directly, not to go on a day to day basis. I'm not finding that this is Muhammad's God or Magog, but you certainly see the signs out there that there's a war going on between Western values and Islamic culture. My Lord, you look at the world, you don't tell everybody looking at the world. So one second. Oh no! The Milchama's Gog and Magog will mamash involve us, and it'll be not so pleasant. And through that Milchama will come the final Gilead of who we really are in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we choose. We choose whether that Milchama affects us or not. The problem is, that's it. Yeah, where are you? Someone said it?
Time is what?
Weiter, so. No!
I don't know.
But even in the 6th day war, they changed the number.